AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Kevin Guthrie with Florida's Emergency Management Agency says the most damage from Hurricane Idalia appears to be in Perry, Florida, in the Big Bend area.
We know we have a couple of businesses that have caught on fire, a few that have roofs knocked off of them, maybe potentially one collapse.
Idalia has moved out of Florida and is in Georgia. It was a Category 3 hurricane when it reached land.
The hurricane made landfall in Florida's Big Bend region Wednesday morning as a Category 3. Cedar Keys saw a massive storm surge.
I'm 6 foot and I was literally walking in chest high water.
That's resident RJ Wright, who stayed instead of evacuating to help neighbors.
Dock Street is underwater. I literally watched a Cadillac float down Dock Street.
Nancy Beckham also says the water was up to her chest.
Everybody lost a lot. We lost almost everything.
She had to leave her home carrying her two small pets.
The water came up in my house.
Beckham rode out the hurricane at a neighbor's house because it's on stilts. Hers is not. I'm Julie Walker.
Gusty winds and low humidity brought high risk wildfires to the interior of Northern California. A utility proactively cut electricity to about 8,000 customers to prevent potential wildfires. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell appeared to briefly freeze up and was unable to answer a question from a reporter at an event in Kentucky.
Did you hear the question, Senator, running for re-election in 2026? All right, I'm sorry, you all. We're going to need a minute. Senator. Benny.
Yep. The 81-year-old McConnell was asked whether he would run for re-election. The senator asked the reporter to repeat the question before trailing off and staring straight ahead for about 10 seconds. Weeks ago, McConnell had a similar episode in Washington. This is AP News. The Biden administration wants to make more than 3 million workers eligible for overtime pay.
The new rule would require employers to pay overtime to so-called white-collar workers who make less than $55,000 a year. That's up from the current threshold of $35,568, which has been in place since 2019, when the Trump administration raised it from $23,660. The new rule proposes automatic increases to the salary level each year. The new rule, which is subject to a public commentary period and wouldn't take effect for months, would have the biggest impact on retail, food, hospitality, manufacturing, and other industries where many managerial employees meet the new threshold. I'm Donna Water.
Mutinous soldiers in Gabon announced the head of the Republican Guard would be the country's new head of state, hours after saying they had placed the newly re-elected president under house arrest. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.